94 DOS.
I heard Patrick at home earlier this morning in 0TR. Yes, in 0TR. In 0TR.
TR at 4ZLK. Y'all good, Tom?
Oh, yeah, okay. Let me turn this radio down. It's rocking and rolling in the 60s. Oh, we stopped at Aldi's on the way back. Saw Mr. Watson down there. Our doctors are the same doctors. He looked pretty good today. And his beautiful wife, Amy. And Bernice got to talk to her, and then I got to talk to her and Dave. All I did was take a magic marker and mark the spot back there on me, Shane.
And from that the surgery should be coming up soon?
In a few more days. She described it as they get you all ready and knock you out, and then some other doctor comes in and he cuts a hole in you and runs a wire down into your kidney, and that's the guide for the surgeon. And then he runs it from your kidney down to the bladder, and then they try to insert a tube in there, I guess, and then they try to go on down through the urethra. I don't know what else, but didn't sound like any fun. I'm glad I'll be asleep.
I got two comments. First of all, I hope it's soon so you don't wash off the X. And secondly, I was about to say, I hope you're going to be asleep. I'd want to be asleep as well.
Just that otherwise. Well, it said I had to go to radiology, so I drive all the way across town, west of the Greenville Hospital. I had to go there for the marking, and then I had to go over for a lab, blood lab, at the doctor's office. And that's where I saw Dave earlier. And it looked like they could have just sent me to Greer or something to put the X on your back. But that nurse sure was nice, and boy, she explained things down to the nitty-gritty. And so, sound like you know what they're doing. If I was awake, I'd tell them how to do it, but I'm not going to be awake, of course.
I'd probably want to be telling them what to do, too. At least they didn't say, you know, Tom, this is our very first time doing this. We're glad you're volunteering.
Actually, I was talking to another gentleman out there waiting on a lab, and he asked me who my doctor was, and I said, Mark E. And I said, he's an old Navy flight surgeon. And he says, I know. And he says, you know, he's operated before on a helicopter in emergency surgery. And I thought, well, if he can do that, I shouldn't be flopping around like you are in a helicopter. You ought to be all right.
He needed somebody to move the table up and down rapidly so that he would feel at home.
Well, that guy really, well, Dave, too, they show a lot of confidence in him, and I guess he does a lot of these. But it's pretty extensive, and the only thing I worry about is the fact that I have heart failure, and not up to par on that. And whenever they put you under, there's always a danger, but when they put you under with heart failure, it's more. But it's like I told Bernice, if I croak, I'll be asleep, and I don't care as long as I'm asleep. So we'll pray that I don't. We're just passing Lowe's down here. Where are you headed to, Shane?
For you as well. And thinking about you. I'm headed to make a bulk delivery here, and then my daughter and her fiance are going to meet me for lunch. And I will enjoy that. The place is right next to my last delivery, so I don't know. I think I'll be there before them, but they might be there before I get done delivering. It'll be nice to see them.
You say you're taking a box down to someplace?
I said a bulk delivery. It's about the last delivery I have on this trailer. It's several packages, too much to fit on the small little brown package cars driving around.
I got you, B-O-U-K. Yeah, well, it's surely a lovely day down here compared to what it is up north. And I heard you and Patrick talking, and you said that you aired out the house and got that squared away. That's wonderful, Shane. Glad to hear that. Now, but everything I've heard this morning on the news, just the local news, I listened to a little bit of it, said that the fires were 100% not controlled right now up there at Table Rock.
Say that, 0% contained, and I guess contained means they've circled it and it's not going to go anywhere, I guess. There's an update this morning. They were showing on my side, just east of the fire, east and a little south, they've got all that. Like I said, it burned out on the east, just to the west of me, and there was a portion north of me that's very close, and that's what they're focusing on today, trying to contain it from spreading more east. And but then what's going up into the hills, there's nothing they can do about it, really. They're trying to hike in there and clear out areas. But I did air out the house yesterday, but got some messages from some neighbors. It's really smoky back in the neighborhood again today. It's drifting all through the neighborhood, so really didn't. It did well for yesterday, but it's probably back to what it was again. So when it's all said and done, we'll probably buy an air purifier or two and maybe some charcoal filters for the HVAC. See what we can do.
This is N0TR. Yeah, Bernice said she's going to bring that electronic air cleaner back upstairs. I'm a very light sleeper, and I think that's the reason I took it out one month. But we have a lot of dust for some reason. I dust pretty regularly with those feather things that are electrostatic. But I don't think it's pollen, and I'm religious about keeping that filter changed every 3 months, and sometimes even more. And I buy a real good filter from Costco. I think it's $1,500 or above, $2,500. I'm not sure. I think you can actually get them that are too protective, that makes it harder on your HVAC to pull it through, but I'm not sure of that. But I sure wish I could solve that dust problem. It seemed like we've had that for years.
Comes and goes. It's been dry, so there's a lot more dust blowing around than we realized. And there was a lot of ash, real fine ash with that smoke, too, that was, I know it was settling all over you guys and all over Travelers Rest and Greenville. So, and I've seen satellite images. You can see it drifting all the way down to the coast. But anyway, Tom, I'm here. I'm going to pull in this parking lot and watch for people backing out of spaces while I maneuver through. You and Bernice have a good day. Nice to hear you again. Be careful. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I think parking lots are about the most dangerous. I put my emergency flashers on when I back up. And I don't know if it's done any good or not, but it's a little more observable. Take care, Shane. Have a great day and enjoy the family. This is N0TR Mobile.